Right, I just promised myself in the year that I'd start blogging, so I'm going to start using this thing. And right now, my choice of place to do that is walking along the road back from work. And on and after about stuff we do to entertain ourselves and keep ourselves happy and all that. And I've got a lot of hobbies. Unicycling, juggling, surfing, a little bit of skating, messing about with computers, reading, enjoying life and nature and running about. There's a lot of things to get going in one sort of lifetime. I find myself getting distracted easily. It's kind of spotlight focus on something for a long time, or a short time, and then find something else. And so far the longest thing that have kept me entertained has been surfing. Started out bodyboarding and now moved on to longboarding, or added longboarding to my repertoire. Now back to bodyboarding, but recently been getting a bit more casual really with it. Haven't really felt the buzz that I used to get from jumping in the car and feeling the need to just run down the beach, or even the slightest hint of a wave. These past 6 months has been less. Less driven, I guess. I found other things to fill it too, which is a big part of it, and wanting to improve my fitness and my unicycling ability, and I spent a lot of time, it started actually with me unicycling and having a 6 month training regime which didn't leave much time for surfing and stuff. That's helped it put on the back burner. But it's not that I don't want to do those things. I just have less motivation to let it control that part of my life for now. And I've got no doubt, and I actually really do look forward to rediscovering it and letting it take over my life again. And it all stemmed from having a conversation with someone else who's just given up something that they've been doing for years and years and years. And I think the realization for us both is two things. One is, how can you miss something if it never goes away? So how can you rediscover the joy of surfing if you haven't experienced the joys of, or the boredom of not surfing for a while? There is that thing of going back a couple of steps in your ability and all that, and focus and fitness, but hey, risks we take. But the other bit is the feeling like it's if I feel like I should be surfing, like I'd be letting surfing down if I didn't surf this weekend, then it starts to get a little bit, tainted. Not such pure intentions. So, with that in mind, kind of see myself as freeing up some of my time to do other skills, other activities, so unicycling, going down the gym, and a bit of acrobatics and counterbalancing and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, point of the story is, never feel like the activity you do, you feel you should do it, feel any kind of other than a positive compulsion to do it. Admittedly, sometimes actually the opposite is true, and pushing yourself to do something makes you feel so much better, and that's very, very true indeed. So you've got to keep a balance between the two. Anyway, 4-minute ramble from me. See you after.